Time is 8:07. Sunny skies. A lot of sunshine right now to start things off. Not going to stay that way, but enjoy the sunshine. A bit of a chilly start in north central Wisconsin here in Wausau, downtown Wausau, at our Bow Falls studios on the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street. Currently 35 degrees. The wind chill factor is 25. It is the Friday edition of the Chad Holmes Show on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Online at bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXEO and on the Civic Media app. Coming up on the program, we will be talking to Mike Clemens, our Bow Falls Radio and Civic Media sports reporter, coming up at 8:35 this morning. And Mike Clemens, always with his finger on the pulse of Wisconsin sports. The Milwaukee Bucks are opening up their best of seven Eastern Conference first round playoff series at Pfizer Forum on Sunday night against the Indiana Pacers. We'll talk about that. Also, another interesting NBA story. And gambling has been seeping in. I don't think anybody who watches sports can miss the number of sports leagues that are connected with gambling sites now. And there's always been this thought that maybe there's going to be some issues with some of the athletes being involved in some gambling issues. And we saw the NBA ban a Toronto Raptors player for life this week because of gambling, basically because of throwing performance. And we're going to touch on that as well with Mike. Is there a crisis in the Wisconsin Badger men's basketball program? A.J. Storr heading to Kansas. Chucky Hepburn has now entered the transfer portal as well. Is Greg Gard having trouble keeping his players, or is this more of a Wisconsin issue? We're going to talk about that. The NFL draft, just a week away. Where are the Packers heading? And the Brewers off to that very good start, and we'll talk about that as well with Mike Clemens at 8:35. We'll talk about many of the same issues with Paul Micklick. He is back with us after being away for a couple of weeks. He'll be with us in hour number two of the show at 9:20 this morning, talking Wisconsin sports as well. So quite a bit of sports talk as we try to do on a Friday morning. Get ready for a weekend with a lot of sports out there, and especially as we get into spring, maybe towards the end of the weekend, especially, instead of sitting around and watching a lot of sports, folks can get out there and talk. Be involved in a lot of sports as well. Also, coming up today, and we've been talking about this for the last week or so, that every Friday for the remainder of April, the final 2 weeks of April, and then every week on Friday in May as well, here on this program, the Chad Holmes Show, here on Bow Falls Radio, we are going to give you an opportunity to win a Chula Vista Resort gift certificate for an overnight stay in a vacation villa studio. And also that includes Chula Vista Resort water park passes for four. So a terrific chance to stay overnight in a beautiful vacation villa studio suite and get the water park passes for four as well. The passes here are good through September 1st, so sometime during the course of the spring and the summer, need to take advantage of it. And also, the one-night stay is only for Sunday night through Thursday night, so maybe have to take a vacation day, but it'd be a fantastic opportunity for you and the family as well. So, again, a gift certificate from the Chula Vista Resort for an overnight stay in a vacation villa studio and Chula Vista Resort water park passes for four. We will be giving these away every Friday for the rest of April and the entire month of May starting this morning. In fact, as a special start to this promotion, we are not going to give away not one, but two. We're going to have two winners today, sometime during the first hour and sometime during the second hour. We will open up the phone lines, and what you'll have to do is we're going to say whatever number we're going to take, and then you call in, and Ian will pick up the phones, and we will have the winner then be the caller that we say is going to be. And of course, write down the number right now, because we want you to be ready to go for this call-in once this hour and once next hour. 715-382-9297. Again, that's 715-382-9297. Again, we will do it twice today because, doggone it, we want to make sure that we get this contest off to a flying start. And also, we're going to throw in another little prize today. And we're going to add a dining voucher as well. It's a dining voucher for Kaminsky's Chop House, Kilbourne City Grill, or the Tavern Restaurant in the Wisconsin Dells. A $25 dining voucher to go along with the Vacation Villa Studio and the water park passes for four. So we're going to add it to really launch this in a special way. So it's going to be twice today. We're going to give you a chance to win. Again, be ready to call us at 715-382-9297. And that'll be coming up once this hour and once next hour as well. Wow. So big Friday on tap. Need to say hello to our in-studio engineer and producer, Ian Welsh. Ian, good morning.
Good morning, Chad. A TGIF.
Absolutely. Heading towards the weekend, and I got to say, I'm ready for the weekend.
Yesterday, me too.
Yesterday was a long day. We started off with the program and then went off to the Central Wisconsin Convention and Expo Center at Cedar Creek. It was a massive event yesterday.
Oh, my gosh. There was so much happening. I've never actually been there before, but it was like so cool to look around at all the different venues and booths, all the different businesses. I mean, there was a lot of stuff going on.
It certainly was. It was the Wausau Chamber of Commerce, Wausau Small Business Expo. And I tell you, you're exactly right. I was almost feeling claustrophobic. It was so jam-packed in there. And we had a Bull Falls radio booth. It was wonderful to have some folks stop on by. It was really interesting because there were some folks that said, you know, yeah, I've been listening to you. And then others would say, have you heard of us? No, haven't heard of us. And then we talk about the radio station. And they say, oh, wow, that sounds interesting. And we're going to tune in and see what you're all about. So, again, as we've continued to build over the last year and a half as we started Bull Falls Radio, it was great to hear folks who really enjoy what we've been able to provide here on the airwaves over the last year and a half. And also great to find some people that have not heard about us. And sometimes you just don't. I mean, but for whatever reason, they had not, and they said, okay, we're going to give you a tune in when we leave. And it was great to hear people's thoughts on things we talk about and things that maybe we don't talk about that you would like to hear about as well. It was just really great to be out there and have a chance to visit maybe with some of you that are listening right now and others who are out there starting off their day as well. And it was wonderful to see all the different kinds of businesses as well. We saw we saw other radio stations. We saw television stations. We saw businesses of all stripes. And I actually got a pocket full of cards where some interesting folks I ran into that I'm going to actually call and get on the program and set up some more interesting conversations. So it really was interesting walking around and seeing it. And I appreciate you coming on down because I had to leave for the last couple of hours because we had a softball broadcast. And also our new salesperson, who is based in Madison, had come up and spent some time with us as well. So it was great to have her on board. And it was just a really fun time. And you told me when you came in here, we got rid of all of our, I should say got rid of, but people wanted our Bull Falls Radio t-shirts. We got a lot of folks and we actually, everyone that we brought, somebody wanted and they said, oh, cool. We have our statement on the back, all truth and no bull. So people really enjoyed that. And we gave away a bunch of candy and I'm sorry for the dentists out there. We gave away a lot of candy. So it was like a Halloween out there. So a lot of people, I hope they brush their teeth afterwards. But it was really a cool event, and congratulations to the Wausau Chamber for putting on such a big event and doing it so smoothly. Yeah. And, I mean, they filled up that Convention Expo Center.
Oh my gosh.
And also, thanks to them for providing for some really good food as well. I mean, you were a little late because actually a lot of the food was gone by the time you got there. But they had pizza.
A little of the food.
Yeah, they got pizza and all sorts of other great stuff that I was able to partake in early on in the event. But It was really nice, and I saw some businesses I never really even thought about. I mean, I had not heard of. Like some other people that said they hadn't heard of us, there were others that I had not heard of, and I'm going to try to pay a visit to as well. So, again, for those folks that did come out and stop by our booth, thank you for doing so. And again, thanks to the Wausau Chamber for putting on such a fantastic event, and we'll look forward to be part of it again next year. Want to remind folks real quickly that coming up tomorrow morning, make sure you tune in again for the Wausau Business Show. And it's a new program that's been on for a couple of weeks, and it focuses on things going on here in Wausau. It's really a cool show from 8 until 9 a.m. each and every Saturday morning. And make sure that you tune in. And also, coming up, we're going to hear another promo for the show, and they're still giving away those, what are they giving away? The
Apple Hypo, no, it was the, it was the Apple iPod Pros or something?
Something like that.
Or EarPods.
EarPods, yeah, I think that's what they were. But coming up here in just about 2 to 3 minutes, we're going to hear the promo for the Wausau Business Show, and they're going to ask you to call in. And their number is 715-9-WAUSAW. So 715-9-WAUSAW. And they're taking each day, I think, the way they're doing it, is they're taking caller number something like we're doing. Mm-hmm. And they're going to give you that terrific prize. So here, coming up in this little moment before we come back, Make sure you listen very closely to the promo for the Wausau Business Show, and then get on your phones and win a prize, because you can win a prize with the Wausau Business Show, and you can win as well today a chance for an overnight stay at the Chula Vista Resort and a Vacation Villa Studio, along with water park passes for four and a food voucher as well.
Lots of opportunities to win.
We're going to do it twice today. Once here in this hour, once in the next hour. So keep tuned in. Get by that phone as well. Make sure you have our phone number close by, because you want to call in and have a chance to win. 715-382-9297. Back in a moment here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230.
Hello, Wausau.
Hello, Wausau.
We're Ryan and Paul from the Wausau Business Show. Happy to announce caller 9 to 715-9-WAUSAW gets a new set of AirPod Pros, Apple AirPod Pros.
Caller number 9 right now, 715-9-WAUSAW is our number.
Just leave your name and number,
and we'll announce the winner Saturday morning between 8 and 9 during the Wausau Business Show on 98.9 Bull Falls Radio, 715-9-WAUSAW.
Don't forget to leave your name and number on our answering machine.
We'll tell you who caller number 9 was this Saturday, 8 to 9 on the Wausau Business Show.
Chad Holmes Show on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Online at bowfallsradio.com. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO. And on the Civic Media app. The time is 8:21, 35 degrees, and the sun is shining now here in downtown Wausau. Normally at this time, we get an opportunity to visit with our meteorologist, Brittany Merlot, but Brittany is taking a long weekend. She is off today. She'll be back with us coming up on Monday morning, but weather-wise, it's going to be kind of a nippy day out there today. And right now there is a lot of sunshine, but according to the forecast, we're going to actually see maybe some clouds around later this morning and early afternoon with a chance of sprinkles. So nothing really significant. A chance of sprinkles and maybe a snow shower early this afternoon, but otherwise partly sunny and a high near 43 degrees. But the thing that's going to make it rather nippy and almost fall-like is the wind. It will be breezy. West winds 16 to 23 miles per hour, gusting as high as 33 miles per hour. So those wind gusts will not be fun, and it won't be fun when I'm out doing some softball coverage outside. Don't have a booth today. We'll talk about that coming up. But again, partly sunny, a chance of sprinkles, maybe a snow shower in the early afternoon, high near 43 degrees today. Tonight, there is a slight chance of snow showers before 11 p.m. and a chance of flurries then between 11 p.m. and 1 a.m. Mostly cloudy and a low of 27. And then for the weekend, Saturday, partly sunny, but a chance again of sprinkles and flurries before 1 p.m. and a slight chance of snow showers in the afternoon and a high reaching 46 degrees. Again, a bit breezy. West-northwest winds 13 to 15 miles per hour, gusting as high as 22 miles per hour. And then on Sunday, though, the weather turns beautiful. Boy, a wonderful way to wrap up the weekend on Sunday. Sunny skies and a high near 57 degrees. And then on Monday, another really nice day, partly sunny and a high near 60. Then the chance of rain returns on Tuesday. Showers likely, otherwise partly cloudy and a high near 53 degrees. Again, right now in downtown Wausau, according to the weather service, it says overcast. But I'm looking outside and there's a lot of blue skies. So the skies kind of broke right at the end of the last hour. So mostly sunny right now here at our studios on the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street in downtown Wausau. 35 degrees is the temperature. Winds, again, out of the west at 16 miles per hour, gusting as high as 26 miles per hour. So that wind chill, bit cold, 25 degrees. The dew point is 20, relative humidity of 54%, the barometer at 29.97 inches, and a visibility of 10 miles. I think it's time. I think it's time to make somebody a winner. And again, what we're doing is every Friday, starting today for the rest of this month and then all of May, we are going to give you a chance to win an overnight stay at the Chula Vista Resort. It's a one-night stay in a vacation villa studio plus water park passes for four. And we're also going to throw in a $25 dining voucher for Kaminsky's Chop House, Kilborn City Grill, or the Tavern Restaurant in the Wisconsin Dells. This is really cool. I mean, there's a lot there. And we're going
to
do it.
So much to do in the Dells.
And we're going to do it twice today. Once here this hour, once next hour.
Yes.
And then at least once every Friday for the next, six, 7 weeks or so. Mm-hmm. But we're going to do it for the first time right now. And what we're going to do is we're going to take caller number four. Caller number four.
Number four.
And our phone number is 715-382-9297. 715-382-9297. And Ian will pick up the phone, mm-hmm. and he will take caller four, get your information, yep. and you will be a winner of a one-night stay in a vacation villa studio, water park passes for four, and a $25 dining voucher for Kaminsky's Chop House, Kilborn City Grill, or the Tavern Restaurant in the Wisconsin Dells. So again, caller number four, 715-382-9297. 715-382-9297.
And don't be shy. I mean, even if you don't win the first time, you'll still have another opportunity to do it next time.
Yep. Oh, so turn off your microphone. Get to work, Ian.
Yes, folks, here we go.
Folks, keep calling in. 715-382-9297 for your chance to win. And again, it's really a big value of this, that beautiful vacation villa studio, the water park passes for four, and the $25 dining voucher for Kaminsky's Chop House, Kilborn City Grill, or the Tavern Restaurant. And we're very thankful for the folks at the Chula Vista Resort for allowing us to get these prizes, and for us here at Bull Falls Radio. We had a similar contest, a little bit of a different contest with Civic Media last month, as it was a statewide contest. And now They gave us some of these certificates basically right here for Wausau and right here on this program. So we really do appreciate that. Quick note that coming up later on this afternoon, we will have high school softball. The Newman Catholic Cardinals will be taking on the Phillips Loggers, and it's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be really cold, but a lot of fun. I'll be on the air at 4:35 for the pregame, 4:45 for the first pitch. See the Cardinals in action today over at the Sunnyvale Softball Contest. I am prepared. I have layered up for today. I have my winter cap as well, because over at Sunnyvale, I set up outside behind home plate. So I'm right in the elements, but we're going to bring you the action today of Newman Catholic High School softball, starting with the pregame show again at 4:35 and the first pitch at 4:45 live right here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, online at bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO. Real quickly on the scoreboard in the high school ranks yesterday. High school baseball, Wausau West defeated Marshfield in the completion of a suspended game 5-4, but then Marshfield won the regularly scheduled game 6-3. So in the end, a split between West and Marshfield in baseball. Wisconsin Rapids swept a doubleheader against Merrill, winning the opener in 10 innings 3-1, and then taking the nightcap by a score of 10-0 in 5 innings. Mosinee continues to roll. They defeated Lakeland 11-4. It was also Medford beating Tomahawk 6-1. Pacelli over Almond Bancroft 5-1. Wittenberg Burnhamwood defeated Amherst by a score of 6-4. In high school softball yesterday, in a game that we had right here on Bow Falls Radio, it was Wausau West beating Marathon 12-0. Also yesterday, DC Everest shut out Merrill 11-0. Stevens Point beat Wisconsin Rapids 10-3. Wittenberg Burnhamwood over Amherst 9-2. It was Mosinee shutting out Lakeland 4-0, and Medford over Rhinelander by a score of 22-3. Girls soccer yesterday, Everest edges West 2-1. Lakeland gets past Mosinee 1-0. Wisconsin Rapids over Marshfield 2-1. And Amherst Iola Scandinavia beat Berlin 3-0. Coming up, we will have Mike Clemens. Also coming up, we'll let you know who won that first Chula Vista Resort prize package. The time is 8:29. I'm Chad Holmes, Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. And welcome back. Chad Holmes with you here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Congratulations to Lisa Landon of Schofield. Lisa was caller number 4, and she is our first winner again on our new Friday contest. Chance for you to win an overnight stay to the Chula Vista Resort in the Wisconsin Dells with a one-night stay in a vacation villa studio, water park passes for 4, and a $25 food certificate. So Lisa Landon, again, congratulations. She'll be getting her prize package in the mail, be able to enjoy it. And don't forget, again, every Friday through the rest of April and then through May, you'll have a chance to win. And here on the first day of the contest, we are going to do it not just once, but twice. Again, in the next hour, you'll have another chance to call in and win here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Guy that knows a lot about winning is our Bow Falls Radio sports reporter, Mike Clemens. Mike, good morning.
How are you? You got nice weather today in Wausau?
Right now it is sunny. It is chilly, though. It's going to be a cool day here. Windy and like in the 40s, but wind chills in the 30s. So, and I got a softball broadcast later today out of doors. They don't have room for me in the press box, so I am layered up.
Yeah. So, yeah, still that chilly weather like that for the high school games, but at least they got some sunshine so they can get the games in. So.
Absolutely. And speaking of games, there's a lot of games going on, a lot of sports to talk about. And, of course, it's been a long grind this year for the Milwaukee Bucks. I think you go back to last summer when the big trade was made, bringing in Dame Lillard. In fact, you can go back to after the playoffs last summer when they replaced Mike Budenholzer. It's been an interesting year, but it's all been leading up where the Bucks said, we got to win another championship. And now the playoffs begin on Sunday.
They got off to a great start. They were kind of a, you know, just back and score 140 points, but they'd let their opponent score 120, 130. And at some point, you know, the Bucks front office said, you know, we think that Adrian is a little bit in over his head. And they let him go, and they called Doc Rivers, who had, we found out later, actually had been consulting the team, but particularly on defense around November, is, hey, listen, would you like to be the Bucks' new head coach? And he goes, no, you just hired Adrian, you know. Like, no, we fired him. So there's an opening there. And, you know, Doc said, I didn't take the job right away. Like, are these people nuts? They just fired a guy, you know, 3-4 months into his job. I don't know what kind of a situation that would be. And it took him a while for it to sink in. The other day, you know, though, he was asked, you know, hey, so your regular season's over with. You're heading into playoffs. What's it been like coming back to Milwaukee, where, of course, he was a player, a grateful alum who played for the Marquette Warriors back then. And he said, you know, it's been really nice. He said, first of all, I like the front office. It's great now that, you know, I'm a successful coach, because when I was a college kid, I didn't have any money. But now I can, you know, I can take some of my classmates and teammates and people still with the Marquette out for dinner, and I can treat them, and we can go to great restaurants in Milwaukee, and that's been really good. And then at the end of the day, I got a great locker room. I got veteran players that are here to play. The problem is they're slow and beat up. I mean, they are, and it starts with Giannis, who in a game where they give their all, they put on their best performance at home against the Eastern Conference leaders, the Boston Celtics. But Giannis goes down with, you know, straining a calf muscle, and now knocked himself out of probably the first round. He's definitely not going to play on Sunday night. And they play the Indiana Pacers, a team that in the five games that they've played the Bucks lost four times. Doc said that he talked to Giannis about that. Like, so what happened in those games? What were you guys doing then? And trying to come up with a game plan that he can do to switch around. Is Damian Lillard going to play? The guy that they, like you mentioned, you know, made that big trade for, and, you know, their number two scorer on the team. And he's been dealing with his adductor. It's basically a groin injury. He was out there to play last Sunday because he said, I don't want to go into the playoffs, you know, missing the last 2 weeks. So he hasn't practiced. But then there's rumblings like, uh-oh, Damian Lillard's not happy. He doesn't come off that, like, that kind of a guy. He really doesn't, Chad. I'm so impressed by this guy. And, you know, I've been seeing him doing national commercials since he came to Milwaukee. And, I mean, that guy could be behind the desk with Shaq and the rest of those guys as an analyst in a heartbeat. Very, very articulate, smart player who, you know, is here with a team that has a potential of winning. But, you know, they've got an older group out there. Pat Beverly's out there playing with his torn ligament and all, and Chris Middleton has missed most of the game. And, you know, if you get if you go against a younger team that, you know, can run up down the floor all four periods like that, the Bucks could be in trouble. So they got that first game coming up Sunday night, the tip-off time at 6 o'clock at Fiserv Forum, best of seven series against the Indiana Pacers.
Interesting story in the league this week, and it's something that's been talked about, I think, around the world of sports since we've seen this incredible influx of gambling money going into the leagues, where the leagues have become partners with gambling sites. And there's always been that talk, hey, with all this gambling money all around, is there going to be a point where either a player or a team kind of gets themselves in an issue where either, you know, strict point shaving or all sorts of different ways that it can be done. And I think one of those other ways came in Toronto earlier this year where there were some warning where there's a lot of layers to this, but a Toronto Raptors player has been banned from the NBA for basically tanking and letting folks know he's going to tank for some of the individual bets on in terms of, like, how many points this player is going to score, correct?
Jonte Porter, he's got a brother, Michael, plays for the Nuggets.
That's awkward.
That's awkward, him having to take questions. You know, hey, that's your dumb little brother, right? They've nailed this guy. I mean, you know, the worst thing you could – remember in boxing, you know, back in the old days,
yeah.
Bob, you know, a guy was going to take a dive.
Yes. Boxer, hey, yeah.
I'll embarrass myself if I can make some money on it and let all the bettors know. This kid, you know, goes in, says he's got an injury, goes in and does nothing. He even tips off another bettor, a friend. Hey, I'm going to go in there and take a dive tonight. And, you know, they win money at it. When he was in the G League, the NBA's minor league, he placed 13 bets using somebody else's account. He spent $76,000, made a profit of about $21,000 on the ones that he won on. And they've been able to track all this down. Obviously, somebody turned him in, and then there's, you know, all these electronic devices where there's a trail of evidence right there. He's banned for life. He's done. Just like Pete Rose in baseball. You know, the Pete Rose thing was always, he didn't cooperate with Major League Baseball. They brought him in and said, Pete, come on. You just admit it. And he was abstinent. And I don't have to talk about that. And okay, Pete, well, you're banned for life. And they haven't turned it. The whole betting thing, you know, it kind of goes back to 1963.
Yeah.
When
and real quickly, Mike, that's the anniversary, like yesterday, I think, too. Yes, I saw a note on it yesterday online.
How about that? Yeah, so Pete Rozelle brings in Paul Hornung, the Golden Boy, future Hall of Famer, running back for Vince Lombardi, you know, defending NFL champions, and Alex Karras, the great defensive lineman for the Detroit Lions, who later starred on that TV series on ABC, Webster. Brings them in and said, boys, we caught you. You've been gambling on games. You're both suspended for a year. And Pete Rozelle, it's like, back then, gambling was associated with the mob. You don't want your sponsors and CBS, you know, carrying something that has got influence from the mob. And so he had to shut it down right away. Even a few years later, you got Joe Namath in New York, and getting popular, he becomes a partner in a bar. Well, the bar, it's like the Playboy Club. I mean, there's celebrities. There's also mobsters in there. And so, you know, Pete calls Joe and says, you got to sell the bar now, or we're going to have to suspend you. And Joe Namath says, I can't control who comes in the bar. It's a free country. And, you know, and so then, you know, he quits. He quits football for a couple of months and then comes back, but he ends up having to sell his stake. You know, the league wanted no part of the mob in terms of his image. Well, fast forward to today. You know, the mobsters are now, I don't know, hedge funds guys, I guess.
And, right.
And, you know, the states legalize online betting, and the profits from FanDuel and DraftKings, and you see all the advertising now on the radio and on television.
Win Terry's money.
Oh, exactly. That's a great point, Chad. You know, Terry Bradshaw and Fox with the NFC games, the Packer games, win Terry's money, and now they're into it. But you can't bet on the game, guys. And, you know, I'm telling you, I'm in the locker room with these guys. I mean, they bet on whether or not they can, you know, hit the wastebasket with a towel from across the room. Right?
Yep.
So they're competitive.
Exactly.
They're competitive. But you cannot bet. And I'll never forget, Rob Davis was a longtime long snapper for the Packers. It's about 2005, 2006. The Brewers had just had a little fantasy football league going when it was really hot then, and they handed out this goofy old like bowling trophy for the winner. Okay, they're goofing around. Baseball players, you know, something to do, competing with each other on fantasy football. And so I went to Rob and I said, do you guys ever play fantasy football? And he seriously looked down at me and said, that would be a form of gambling. No. And, you know, I thought back then, I thought, you know what? I need to be that way, too. I'm a reporter. I get to talk to these guys. I know what's going on. They talk to me, you know, off the record about injuries and all that. And when people ask me in the office, hey, you want to get on the pool? You know, do you want to pick a square for the game? You want to do brackets? I said, no, I can't do any of that. I can't do any of that. And even if it came from me personally betting on games, I'm there to get the story, okay? I'm trying to figure out who won the game, why they won the game, how they got into the league in the first place and all that. I don't want to sit there and worry about them. And on top of that, I might lose $200 to win this game. So I don't do any of that, and I hope most of these players will get the message when they ban a guy like that. So, yeah, it's a mess. It's an absolute mess. because they're, but you know, you got Adam Silver saying this guy messed with the integrity of the game, man. He went in there and took a dive in a game. We, you know, there's no way. You're gone. Goodbye.
Next Thursday, the NFL draft begins, but the Packers made a rather significant move, didn't they?
Well, they picked up an offensive lineman, a guy who is a first-round pick for the Eagles. Didn't exactly turn out. He played for the Titans. It's Andre Dillard, 6'5", offensive tackle. And now that's got guys going a little bit because, well, you know, this is a second-chance player. I don't know if he's going to – if he could be a backup, they'd probably be happy. But I've seen some commentators, you know, it's the week before the draft, so we got to find something to talk about. You know, hey, listen, that Zach Tom kid that started out so great as a rookie and has held down the right tackle position, they've got a chance where they could draft somebody in the first round to be the next right tackle. Let's see if Rasheed Walker, who took over for David Bakhtiari, can hold down his job. But, you know, they let Yosh Nyman go. So these are some of the top offensive tackles they've had. And they could move Zach Tom to center because Josh Myers hasn't done that well there. And remember when Goody once said, you know, yeah, we kind of see him as being a center. Well, it's because he's a little bit shorter. But he's an efficient tackler. So I got to go on the tailgate tour covering for our stations with the players. And I got to talk to Mark Murphy and Brian Bulaga. And he said, he used a word I can't say on the radio, Chet. He said, right tackle. He said that the left and right tackle, that's where the money is. Zach Tom doesn't want to go to center. He wants to get tackle money, man. When his contract comes up, you're not going to move him. And on top of that, Jordan Love doesn't want them to move. You know, tackle is the toughest position. You're up against the highest paid defensive players, and boy, you know, unless they come in with somebody really sharp at tackle, they're not going to be moving Zach Tom to center anytime. So you got to keep that in mind. And we'll wonder what Brian will use with his first pick. He's got so many picks. He's got 5 picks in the first 3 rounds, a lot of cachet, and he's coming off a great year after last year's draft.
Absolutely. We're going to have a lot to talk about next week, but enjoy. And, again, thanks for all the great work you do in terms of covering the Bucs, the Badgers, the Packers, and everything else. Mike Clemens, hey, we'll talk to you next week.
Covering the Bucs game Sunday night, and I'll give you the best coverage Monday morning. You can bet on it.
Absolutely. That's Mike Clemens. Back in a moment here on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230.
We're Ryan and Paul from the Wausau Business Show. Happy to announce caller 9 to 715-9-WAUSA gets a new set of AirPod Pros, Apple AirPod Pros.
Caller number 9 right now, 715-9-WAUSA is our number.
Just leave your name and number.
And we'll announce the winner Saturday morning between 8 and 9 during the Wausau Business Show on 98.9 Bull Falls Radio, 715-9-WAUSA.
Don't forget to leave your name and number on our answering machine.
We'll tell you who caller number 9 was this Saturday, 8 to 9 on the Wausau Business Show.
Sometimes you're better off dead. There's a gun in your hand that's pointing at your head. You think you're mad, too unstable, kicking in chairs and knocking down tables in a restaurant in a West End town. Call the police.
Chat Home Show on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Online at bullfallsradio.com. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO. And on the Civic Media app, again, just heard of the promo. Again, make sure you tune in tomorrow morning. You're used to tuning in at 8 o'clock because you tune in at 8 o'clock for me every weekday and Ian as well. We start at 8 o'clock with this program, but on Saturdays from 8 till 9, it is the Wausau Business Show. And again, when those what? What do they call your mic?
Sorry, Apple AirPod a pros, I think that's what they said.
I should be better at technology, but I'm not. But it's still a very cool prize. And as they
I
said,
I don't have AirPods anyway. I still have the old-fashioned headphones.
But if you want to win from the Wausau Business Show, just call them up at 715-9-WAUSAU.
Caller number 9 is the winner.
Yeah, so 9-WAUSAU. And then just look at your phone and figure out what number to push. 715-9-WAUSAU. Win those AirPods. Things and and also tune in, more importantly, to the third edition of the Wausau Business Show coming up tomorrow morning from 8 till 9 right here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Online at bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Again, a reminder that coming up in the second hour of the show, we'll talk some more sports, our Wisconsin sports segment with Paul Micklick. He has been off on the road the last 2 weeks, so it'll be good to have him back at 9:20. And also, again, coming up in hour number two, we'll have another opportunity for you to win a Chula Vista Resort gift certificate for a one-night stay in a vacation villa studio, and includes Chula Vista Water Park Resort passes for four. And also, we're throwing in as well a dining voucher, $25 for Kaminsky's Chop House, Kilbourne City Grill, or the Tavern Restaurant. We had a winner earlier this hour, and here being the first day of our new contest, we're going to do it twice. We're going to do it in this hour, and we'll do it in the next hour as well. And then again, if you don't win today, make sure you tune in each Friday, next Friday, and then every Friday through the month of May as well, right here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230 during this program. Again, this is the show, and again, make sure that you note our phone number. And it's part of it. One reason we're doing this as well, we want you to be comfortable in terms of calling us, because we would love to hear from you during our open line segments here, like this one. I mean, if you have something you want to talk about, if there's an issue you want to talk about, we would love to hear from you as well. And just make sure that you note what our phone number is. Again, the number for this show is different than the number you would call in for, say, Matt and Aaron Air or Todd Alba, because that's the statewide number.
Right.
We have a number that directly dials you into Ian's booth.
Yes, and
he's got the phone. You heard it ringing before. And all you have to do is call 715-382-9297, because we do want you to chime in on things going on in local government or within your school board or school district. Or if you have a thought on something going on in sports or something going on in the community or something going on statewide or even nationally, we want to allow you to have a voice in this program as well. So, again, it's something that's pretty new because our phones were kind of screwed up for quite a long time. And finally, we are ready to roll, bring you on the air as well at 715-382-9297. And again, that number as well is our text number. If you are a little uncomfortable putting your voice on the air, you can also send us a text, and I will get that message and be able to pass it along to you here on the program. So different ways to communicate with the show. And as well, don't forget that you are able to be part of the show by going to our Bow Falls Radio Facebook page or our Bow Falls Radio X page, because we do have a video stream of this program, and you can make comments on that stream, and we see the comments and we will respond to those comments and let you be part of the show that way as well. So again, lots of different ways for you to be part of the program, and we want you to be part of the program. It's important that we talk about the things that are important to you, things that that are affecting you, your family's lives, affecting our community in all sorts of different ways, whether it is through business, whether it's through things that are happening in terms of, in the last year when we had the issues with a person screaming anti-Semitic things downtown Wausau. If you have thoughts on something like that, I mean, anything and everything, we want your voice to be heard, and especially here going into 2024, where we have such a right now we're getting towards the end of April. We're getting closer to summer. The conventions, the RNC in Milwaukee, the DNC in Chicago.
A lot of important events happening.
Senate race going on. It's starting to heat up. If you watch TV, it's hard to get away already. We're in April from either Eric Hovde or Tammy Baldwin in their commercials. I mean,
they're getting a start on it.
Yep. Yeah. So there's going to be a lot of different things that we are going to be talking about when it comes to 2024, and we want to
even if it's something that we disagree with, we still want to hear your voice as well, because we can have a civilized conversation and talk about opposite ends of the argument.
Exactly right. So again, we know that
this is not just a one-sided radio station. We try to focus on both sides.
Exactly. And you know, if we disagree, we can disagree very agreeably.
Yeah.
It's, you can be disagree. What's that old saying? Disagree without being disagreeable.
Exactly.
So it's like, and sometimes maybe, you know, step over the line a little bit. We try not to, and if we do, we try to make sure we get back on the right side very quickly. But again, it really is important to both myself and Ian, and for everybody involved in civic media, that this is a two-way conversation.
Absolutely.
And it is vital that your voice be heard one way or the other. And again, it could be through text, it could be through phone calls, it could be through messages on our social media. Let us know what is happening in your life and how you think it affects everybody's life here in Central Wisconsin. The time is 8:58. We have an information update coming up, news, weather, and sports. And then, of course, we will have another chance for you to win that one-night stay in the Chula Vista studio. And Paul Micklick joining us as well.
So get those phones ready if you have them.
Yeah, put that number in your speed dial. Be ready to go.
Exactly.
8:58. More to come here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230.